This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, August 16th. Money is pouring into ETFs this month, $21 billion in the U.S. in the first half of August. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says it continues a breakneck haul of $68 billion since the end of June.
It's this Goldilocks environment, right? You've got Brexit behind you, and you've got decent economic news, but not too good. And so there's really just no fear of the Fed, and plus I don't think there's anybody thinking they're going to raise before the election.
Balchunas says the flows are showing that investors are indulging their risk-on appetite.
Small caps stuck out to me, right? At the end of July, I told you that, you know, a lot of the money in July was into large caps. So there was some restraint in terms of investors not going all the way with risk on. Well, in August, they are going all the way. Small cap ETFs took in $2.5 billion, and about a dozen of them saw flows. So this tells me they're really all in right now.
ETFs that focus on industrial companies are leading all sectors in flow so far this month. They've taken in $821 million.
Really what's driving it is performance, and what's driving the performance is aerospace and defense stocks. And a lot of people have said that aerospace and defense is the one area that would be benefit under either a Trump or Clinton presidency. So that is a potential driver of the industrial flows.
There's another area that's attracting inflows, emerging markets ETFs.
It's had a great 5 or 6 months now, and I equate it to a train picking up passengers. And if you look at the flows in August, the top 10 list, three emerging markets ETFs are on there, EEM, VWO, and EMB. VWO in particular is interesting to me because this tells me that the advisor and retail crowd is also hopping on the train. So in total, we have $20 billion into EM ETFs this year. And again, the big question that is still yet to be answered is how much of that money will stick if the Fed were to show any hawkishness.
EEM is the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF. It has $31.2 billion in assets and has gained 18.6% since the start of the year. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.